Archers for the
week 2-7 January 2005.
Sid's disappearing again.
Smoothie. Do you want to try some?
No.
It's your loss.
It looks yucky.
Doesn't taste yucky.
It's a funny colour.
Well, that's the kiwi.
Morning, Fallon.
Hiya.
Oh, that looks disgustingly healthy.
Oh, I'm trying to get the new year off to a clean start. It won't last.
Yeah. Jamie, go and get your coat on, son.
Okay.
You off out?
He wants to play that new computer game Lucy sent him for Christmas.
Well, so why the coat? We've got computers here.
Yeah, he wants to show it me on his one at home.
Oh.
You know what kids are like?
Yeah. Is Mum up?
No, she's having a line.
Oh, we'll see if she wants some toast or something.
No. I took her breakfast in bed.
Very nice.
And I've cleaned downstairs, so it's all shipshape for opening.
What a hand with that.
Oh, right. Can you lift that end?
Yeah, sure. Got it.
Oh. There we go, then.
Oh, going back to the field.
Yeah, I've been doing some running repairs. These troughs get pretty bashed around in the field.
Yeah, they must do.
And Neil's no great shakes at welding, it has to be said.
Well, anyway, Happy New Year, mate.
Same to you.
Came to see if you fancied a pint.
Yeah, why not? I've nearly finished here.
How's things?
Okay. I'm glad the Christmas slump's over.
Yeah, know what you mean.
I can put my ad in the Echo now.
Well, you're not selling off your presents already.
No, for a new butcher.
Oh, right.
One that's prepared to do more hours than Stan. I hope we can get a bigger response this time. How about you?
Well, a bit fed up working New Year's Eve again.
Oh, well, that's hospitality, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's a drag, though.
You missed a great party at the Bull. Free buffet and everything. And we came second in the quiz.
Yeah, don't rub it in. Bailey went.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She's pleased to see Helen there. They had a good natter.
Yeah. It was brave of her to go.
With all that food, you mean?
Not only that. New Year's Eve brought a lot of memories back for her.
Is that sort of time?
Still, she was feeling really positive when she went back to the clinic on Saturday.
Oh, good.
We all went with her. I show her family support.
She'll need that if she's going to get through it.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Oh, good news from Brenda. Wayne Foley's all for getting a five-a-side team together from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was dead keen. Hey, and get this. He's going to put out a request on air for more teams so we can have a mini tournament.
Oh, wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It stops being friendlies, though, doesn't it? If there's a trophy at stake.
Trophy? Well, yeah, maybe, but we'll need to get serious about fitness, though.
It's a whole different ball game, a tournament. Oh, sorry.
No, it is. I was thinking we may have to crawl back to Sid, ask him to help us.
Ugh, you reckon?
Well, he was always hot on that side of things with the cricket team. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Surely it's just circuit training we need for stamina. And we can do that ourselves.
No, it's more than that. Coach picks up things. He'll get us reacting together as a team.
I suppose.
So shall we ask him?
Yeah, okay.
We'll need a strip.
We could wear the same colour T-shirts, that'd do.
60p change, thanks. All right, Mum?
That was Sid on the phone.
Was he coming back to give us a hand or what?
No. He said he's doing a spot of lunch for Kathy and Jamie, and was that okay?
I hope you said no.
Well, we are quiet here.
Mum?
Oh, the woman's ill.
What, so you're just going to put up with it?
Well, I've got to.
No, you haven't. Okay, so she's ill, but that doesn't mean that they can't be up to stuff. You always say it's the best cure for fever.
Fallon, be quiet.
We still don't know what went on New Year's Eve.
But he said you were going over there. He didn't just sneak off.
So you've asked him about it, have you? Well, I thought not.
But I'm not going to play jealous. It's demeaning.
No, it's natural. You're his wife now, and he's spending every spare hour with his ex. You've got to have it out with him.
Look, I ain't sure. I mean, if I can't trust him, what have we got?
Mum, I can remember earwigging the lies you both used to cook up for Kathy when you started your affair.
Oh, Fallon.
What? You can't rewrite history.
You're scaring me.
I don't want you hurt. I'm sleepwalking into something that you could have stopped.
You don't think things have gone that far, do you?
I don't know. And unless you confront him, you won't either.
Confront? That's an ugly word. Look, I'll ride it out till she's better.
Bury your head in the sand.
No. Oh, Oh, hello, Chatterlove.
Hiya.
Head of the dog.
Oh, like that, is it?
The Ogmany.
That was 2 days back.
I don't remember yesterday.
Pint, is it, Roy?
Oh, ta.
Hello, boys.
2 pints.
What about me? Sober, thirsty.
Oh, go on then, 3.
Aye.
Is there a sit around, please?
No, and we've no idea when he'll be back, have we, Mum?
Go and do the drinks, Fran, there's a good girl.
Sorry, Roy.
Never mind.
I can give you his mobile number.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
I've been thinking about this strip.
You what?
Well, I reckon we can go one better than T-shirts. We want to look like a professional team, don't we?
Aye, aye.
There's this place near the bus station, Dixie Crinters.
Not in front of the opposition, eh?
Oh.
Oh, don't mind me. A pretty shirt won't improve your dribbling, we'll blow you away.
Naff off!
No, see, me and Ed were like brothers, and me and Stu are brothers. We've got this telepathy thing going on, it's like radar. We just know who's going to pass to you.
Well, by that logic, Ed will be passing to Will, which will suit us just fine.
Yes.
Away with you.
There's one serious impediment to you being a good footballer, Jasser.
Only one.
What's that?
You're too fond of the weed, mate. He wheezes like Joe Grundy when he shifts a pig up.
I do not.
You do so. Your fitness is a joke.
Isn't he?
Come on then, 10 laps round the green before our pints.
Piece of cake. In fact, make it 20.
All right, then you're on.
Here's the number, Roy.
Hold on.
Well, you can ring now. It don't matter if you disturb him.
Sorry, Roy. No, I can't. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, bye.
What does he want?
No favour. I turned him down. Too busy at the moment.
Oh. You can still do a mean scrambled egg, can't you, Jamie?
Yeah, finish.
Good boy. Lots of butter, that's the secret.
I'm sorry, it's all I had in. Eggs and bread and butter.
Well, I was lucky then, wasn't I? Since it's my best dish.
Your only one, Dad.
No, cheeky. Yeah, I'll nip out and get some groceries if you like.
Oh, what about the pub? It's Sunday lunchtime, they'll be missing you.
I bet you and Fallon will help you. No, that'll be fine.
Oh, I'd appreciate it.
But I don't think I can manage the supermarket today.
No, I don't expect you to. The Hollerton Road garage has the basics.
Yeah. Do you feel up to coming?
Well, not today. Not really.
No, it's okay. Jamie can give me a hand.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll do a list.
Can I go and play my game first?
Yes, of course. I need a cup of coffee anyway.
Oh, no, I can run to that.
Shout when we're going.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Sid. He loves it, the three of us.
Well, it's natural. Having his mum and dad together makes him feel special.
You're doing so much for us.
Well, he's my family. I need to feel you're both safe.
I'm not sure I'll ever feel safe again.
No. Should have finished him off when I had the chance.
I dreamt last night he was trying to break into the cottage.
Oh. Oh, I wish I could do more.
You've done enough. The rest is up to me.
Come on, you're slowing down.
No, we're not.
You are so.
It's at 4 laps now.
Yeah.
Right behind you, Tom. Might need a stretcher back there, Fallon.
Come on, Jasser, keep going.
I can't. I'm dying.
You poor old man.
Just let me catch my breath.
You're so rubbish at running, Jazz. You have to pack in the bags. Hopeless.
It's a...
What?
Seasonal blip.
Yeah, right.
Christmas and all that.
And the rest. You better shape up.
Oh, my side.
Now what?
I've got a stitch.
Pathetic. Oh. You don't want them two smuggies winning this tournament, do you?
Of course no.
Well then.
Don't worry. I'll show them. I'll soon be back in shape.
Oh, yeah. And there's a flying pig.
You're the flying pig.
Should give up now, mate.
Have you thought about when Jamie might move back here?
I've been taking advantage.
No, don't be silly. I love having him, and so does Jolene. And the last thing I want to do is to rush you. I only wondered.
Yeah, it probably makes sense for him to come back tomorrow night with school starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yes, of course. It's less disruption for him that way.
Okay. I'll bring his things round tomorrow afternoon, then, shall I?
Yeah, all right.
Now, do a big shot before I come.
You don't have to.
It's settled. I could take him in on Tuesday morning as well, to save you.
Oh, seeing everyone at the school gate.
Well, people are asking after you.
I can't face them.
Oh, no.
I really should start back at work this week. Nigel and Elizabeth have been so patient.
You haven't felt like it, love.
No. Don't know when I will.
You're not scared he'll come back to Lower Loxley, are you?
Oh, work's the last place he'd show up. No, it's not that. It's ridiculous. But I think they'll all be able to tell what's happened just by looking at me.
Oh.
And I don't know if I can act normally. He's taken my confidence.
Yeah, but it might feel reassuring being back there. There are lots of friendly faces there.
Yeah, I know that.
And you won't be busy, you see, the first week of January.
No, and I can't go on putting it off.
Well, of course, it's up to you.
Now, I need to get back into the swing of things for Jamie's sake as much as mine. I mean, I'm the breadwinner. I don't want him to see me moping around the place being hopeless.
It is too soon to bring him back here, isn't it?
No. I want normal. Jamie will give me back some purpose.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If you're sure.
Yes, and so will work.
Well, maybe give that a day or two more. Ease into the week and see how you go.
I've got to face it sometime, Sid. But to be honest, I'm absolutely dreading it.
It's the testing time at Brookfield Farm.
I need you to hold her, David.
Oh, sorry. Done so many TB tests, I'm getting to think you can do it with your eyes shut.
Oh, not quite.
Steady now.
Can't do too much damage with a pair of curved scissors, but even so. There.
Oh, they hate this crash.
Well, it's a bit like being in the stocks.
Yeah. Good girl. All right.
Did you get a number down?
600477.
Oh, my hands are frozen.
Yeah. Were you called out over the weekend?
New Year's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a ewe hemorrhage at home farm.
Oh, dear.
Ruptured uterus. It was okay, though.
Good.
8-8.
Right.
Bit different from the last time I did this.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a cracking day, I remember.
Well, July was okay. The deluge came in August. There.
Oh, this 6 months comes round far too fast.
Tell me about it. Steady.
How about that?
There. Well, we'll know on Thursday. She's done.
Right. Good. Good. Sam will be along to take over soon. I need to check the ewes.
Did he have a good break?
Yeah, sounds like it. In the arms of his beloved. There.
Fliss, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it.
Good girl.
4-0-0-6-3.
Must be a drag being so far apart.
Well, they'll be off skiing together next week.
Oh, very nice. Whereabouts?
He did say that the names don't mean much to me, I'm afraid.
Quite sporty, isn't he?
Yeah. I'm glad he was back for the New Year quiz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he won us that sports round. Eddie's team thought they had it in the bag.
8-8.
And Kate.
Yeah, it was a good laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a shame Derek Fletcher's team won, though.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad had a good time. They never usually stay up that late. Oh, hello.
Hi. Guess what? Morning, Alistair.
Hi.
What's that?
The printout from the dairy.
Oh?
Steady.
Sorry.
There.
Look, butterfat's up to 4%.
Oh, that's great, love.
I heard you had problems.
Well, they were milking okay, but it was down to 3.7 a few weeks ago. The mare silage had been cut too short.
Oh, acidity problem, was it? Not enough long fibre.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Up the fibre in the parlour feed and gave them more sugar beet. Mm. It took a bit of detective work.
Miss Marple of Brookfield. She's still the best when it comes to the cows.
It got me back in contact with the herd. Since Sam started, I've lost that well, you know, day-to-day feeling for what's going on with them.
Keep them coming, David.
Yep, sorry. Move up. Go on! Well, you're in charge of them next week. Come on.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, do you need anything from town?
You're never going into Borchester.
I know. I must be mad. Jill's having Ben. And I'm hoping Pitt will find something she likes in the sales. It's,
Ear tag.
Sorry.
501227.
It's an end-of-holiday treat to take her mind off starting school tomorrow.
Rather you than me.
Well, she needs cheering up, poor kid. Hasn't palled up with anyone in her class yet.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. Oh, batteries. Small ones.
Oh, and we need big ones for Ben's sugar toy.
What? They're not run out already? Blimey.
Well, he's been playing with it non-stop since Christmas.
Battery manufacturers make a fortune out of us this time of year.
Yeah.
Would Daniel like to come with us?
No, no, you're all right, thanks, Ruth. He's playing with Jamie today.
Oh, have you seen Cathy then?
Steady, gal.
No, no, this was arranged through Sid.
Only she and I haven't talked about the school run yet. I wonder if she's starting work this week.
Well, all I know is Jamie's still at the Bull. 9-9.
Right.
I'll ring her.
Well, I should wait for her to contact you if she's still feeling lousy.
Maybe. Oh, Alistair, will you have time to scan a couple of cows when you finish testing?
Well, I'll see. I've got to buzz over to Home Farm at lunchtime.
Sorry I'm late. I was on the phone to a rep.
Oh, you're here now.
I could have been getting my head down.
I'm doing the afternoon shift for you, aren't I?
2 hours. Sorry to put you out.
Oh, I spent year after year in that lambing shed while you were doing your Meryl Streep turn out of Africa.
No, no.
Well, I do arable all summer, Dad.
Right. And then you just throw your dummy out of the pram, Debbie.
The lady doth protest too much.
It's you who's protesting.
I've cause to. You let me down.
I was ill. Anyway, it came right in the end. Your knight in shining armour rode in to the rescue.
It wasn't fair on Ian. You know he hardly ever gets a proper knight.
Oh, just shut up. The pair of you. Sake. Adam, you really should have enough cover now the student's back. Eddie's keen enough. He's out there now, isn't he?
Exactly.
Well, are you two at all interested in what I've got to tell you?
Depends what it is.
Well, if you could make it quick, Dad, then I can do my turn in the shed.
Now, you remember back in October, I talked about putting more money into the Hungarian operation.
Yeah, and we said that particular bubble might burst.
Well, the consortium of... We're investing in another farm.
You've gone ahead?
When?
It was just before Christmas. Seems the place was badly run and about to go bust.
How much?
Well, my input was 100,000.
You are joking.
Brian.
What? Just like that? No consultation?
No, it was too good an opportunity. And I knew you'd try and put me off. Sometimes you have to strike and not hang back.
Heaven forbid. Dad.
I mean, you're so stuck in your ways, you two. And it wasn't as if I didn't discuss it with you.
Yeah, in principle.
You just closed your minds to it, didn't you? Well, I wasn't coming back for a second helping of whinge.
I hoped we dissuaded you.
I didn't want dissuading. I've doubled my investment there in 3 years.
World markets are volatile, Dad.
Not to mention world climate.
Oh, and the British weather isn't a lottery. Look, the whole picture's changing here.
So you choose now to leech money away from your core asset?
It won't affect Home Farm.
Oh, you've done this on purpose, to keep us in our place.
Oh, what a paranoid pair you are. It's only 100 grand, for heaven's sake.
Only? Oh,
well, you know the figures. After last year's harvest, we did well. I've invested it wisely, you'll see.
You could have invested it here. We have to bend over backwards to get you to part with a penny these days, and now we know why. You're pouring it all into Hungary. Yeah, well, thanks, Dad.
That's nonsense. I'm backing Adam's strawberry expansion, aren't I?
Well.
Dad?
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi, guys. You look rough, Adam.
Thanks. Is it important?
Alistair's here.
Well, can't your mother talk to him?
She's gone out.
Oh, is this about Chandler?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Ah,
oh,
sweetheart.
I'd better come then.
He's in the yard.
All right.
What's he playing at?
I don't know.
I mean, why does he bother with these meetings when he's decided everything in advance?
100,000?
We could have spent that on kit.
Ah, oh, but he doesn't want to upgrade machinery. That's money out of his retirement pile, isn't it? Dead money, as far as he's concerned. Whereas Hungary gives him interest. It's the cash he wants.
Yeah, well, what about the strawberries, though?
One last gasp. Guilt, probably. Pretty soon he'll stop investing in us altogether.
Well, if that's his intention, maybe he should retire and let us take over before this place falls into complete disrepair.
Unless...
What?
You don't think he's planning to sell?
I don't know. We'd be the last to find out.
We can't go on giving him vitamin jabs and anti-inflammatories indefinitely.
No. Alice?
I know.
It's the hardest decision.
In a perfect world, he'd go in his sleep.
I know it's got to happen eventually.
It's just not fair to him anymore.
No, of course not. Well, we'd better leave Alistair to it, love.
No.
Alice.
Please, let me have one last day with him.
Darling, you can't go on putting it off.
I won't. Just one, please. Besides, Mum will want to be here.
If it's what she really wants, Brian.
Well, could you manage tomorrow?
No, I'm booked all day. Wednesday?
Well, I'm away, but Jenny's here. And that should be right.
About this time?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And we'll have to make arrangements. You know, to bury him.
Yeah, of course.
Is Eddie still here?
I think so, darling.
Right.
Oh, it's never easy.
Well, there we are. Can't be helped. There, boy.
Poor old chap.
So have you been invited to Lillian's drinks party on Thursday?
Yeah, but we're not going. Shula needs to stay sober to ring Stedman Triples. Huh? It'll take nearly 3 hours.
Good Lord. I thought she'd need a stiff drink.
I'm babysitting, of course.
Of course. Well, we shan't be going, as I'll only just be back from Oxford.
The conference?
I shan't feel like going out again. And I'm taking Jenny for a birthday meal on Friday night, so she doesn't really fancy it either.
She wasn't interested. Wouldn't even lick it dry, let alone suckle it.
I'll mother it up with this one, shall I?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Here.
Hello, weedy.
I'll leave you to it, then.
When can you do another shift?
I might manage one tomorrow, but I'll need time to pack.
You're going away?
Dad's asked me if I fancy Oxford.
Oxford?
Yeah, we're setting off at the crack of dawn Wednesday.
When was all this arranged?
Does it matter?
You never said.
I'm telling you now.
You can't just buzz off like that.
Look, I spoke to Eddie. He's more than happy to do some extra shifts. His car boots don't exactly keep him through the winter.
Debbie.
What? It's only 2 days. You're going to the NFU lunch on Friday. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Debbie?
Yep?
It's the phone for you in the house.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
He looks how I feel.
Do you want to hold him?
Has he been rejected?
Yeah.
Poor little thing.
Sit in.
Oh, he's so tiny.
Brian told me about Chandler.
I'm going to give him the best day tomorrow.
Alice. Oh, God.
I hate seeing him like that.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a lovely burial.
At least you got spit.
That's such a rubbish thing to say.
Yeah, sorry.
Hang it up, pet.
Blimey. She looks so grown up in it.
That's why she chose it.
I'm not sure she really needs it, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No. But if it gives her confidence at school, I reckon it's a good investment.
It's sad that she has to get her self-esteem from a coat.
It's all status these days.
Yeah. I wonder if there'll be any new girls starting tomorrow. You know, she could take them under her wing, play the old-timer.
I doubt it. Has Sam started the milking?
Yeah, just now.
I'll take him the cup out.
Right.
Oh, Jill said Kenton had rung.
Oh, when's he coming back?
I don't know. Still wondering whether to visit Kathy.
Oh, honestly, love, I'd leave it. She'll be back in circulation when she's good and ready.
She should never have taken on looking after Muriel. It wore her out.
I know.
It was too much.
My brother should come with a health warning. Charming, but a freeloader.
He messed her around.
I know. I'm just amazed he's such a heartbreaker.
Kathy takes a brave step.
Today's the day.
And you're sure you're ready?
How am I going to find out if I don't go?
Fair enough.
Jamie, leave that and go and get dressed.
Is he playing up?
Oh, he's messing around. He'll never be ready at this rate.
Shall I speak to him?
He's gone upstairs now.
Good. So, are they expecting you?
I'm about to ring Elizabeth.
Right.
There is one thing.
Yeah, what?
Well, I know in my head Owen won't be there, but I could really do with you coming as far as the door. Does that sound pathetic?
No, of course not.
I'll be fine once I've been inside and seen for myself.
How about I drive you in?
Oh, will you? Thanks.
And we can drop Jamie off at the same time.
All right. Sorry.
Sid? Oh.
Look, give me 5 minutes.
I'm not quite ready.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll help sort Jamie out.
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Cathy.
What's going on?
I'm taking Jamie to school and their little monkey's playing up first day
back. No! I mean, what's really going on?
I told you. Look, sorry, love, I really do have to go. I won't be long.
No! No, you don't. You have to stay here with me.
What's wrong?
What do you think, huh? She only has to snap her fingers and you go running.
She needs...
Well, I'm your wife, not her.
I've explained. She's ill.
You've both been stringing this out too long.
She is, love, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't believe you. I know the signs, remember?
What signs?
Oh, what was it you used to say to Kathy? I'm at the gym, love. I won't be long. And I bet you were as nice to her then as you are to me now.
You're not serious.
You're behaving just the same as when you ditched her for me. She's casting some kind of spell over you. She wants you back.
No. You're wrong.
Oh, am I?
Oh, look, I really do have to go, but we'll talk when I get back. I promise.
Look, Nana, 6 more eggs.
Oh, lovely. Good girl. They have been busy. Oh, here's Grandad. He'll take you to school, Pet.
Will I?
Well, Hayley started with a cold this morning.
Oh, dear.
You don't mind?
Well, of course not.
She is looking poorly.
Shall I take these in?
Oh, yes, please, love.
We'll be going in 15 minutes, Phoebes.
Okay.
They don't half get through that feed in the winter. We're getting low. That's Neil's job.
I don't fancy doing your Tai Chi exercises on a lovely morning like this, then.
No. Anyway, me and Pat have agreed not to carry on with that.
Oh, I knew it wouldn't last.
We only took it up to help her through that stressful time with Helen. It's me that feels stressed now.
Oh, you don't get stressed.
Well, have you thought how I'm going to manage all this come March when Susan ups her arse for Tom?
Well, you cope.
Well, you say that. It'll mean me doing more mornings in the shop, and you'll all have to take a turn here.
Oh?
You, Brenda and Roy, will have to get up a timetable.
But I got my round.
Well, you're back by 8 most mornings.
Well, what about Neil? He could do it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. He's got enough to cope with now Tom's taking on more pigs.
Yeah. Not to mention the hours he spends in that place playing plumbers. He's lost interest here, and all the work's fallen on you.
You don't know how pleased I am to see you back, Kathy.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Careful.
I'm so sorry I let you down.
Nonsense. You couldn't help being ill. I hope you don't think I was harassing you last week. Only we were really up against it.
No.
And you definitely feel okay to work? You still look a bit peaky, you know.
I'm fine. I've been climbing the walls at home.
I know what it's like at Christmas. It can feel so claustrophobic, especially if you're ill. I hope you managed to have a nice time in spite of everything.
Oh, it was quiet, you know.
Well, it's been frantic here, as you can imagine, especially New Year's Eve. Oh, have you introduced yourself to Hugh yet?
Hugh?
The agency chef. He's great fun. Although maybe he's not in yet. He's looking forward to meeting you.
Is he?
He saved the day. I don't suppose Owen said anything to you about being unhappy here or anything?
No. Why would he?
Well, I know you two were close.
Oh, no, we only ever talked about practical things, and a Christmas carol, really.
Oh, and left Linda in the lurch too, of course. It's funny, he worked with us for years and then let us down like that. Men, eh? I mean, even Kenton's more reliable than him. Oh, sorry, Kathy. Me and my big mouth.
It's all right. But I do need to get on now, please.
So he's scarpered?
Yeah.
Free to do it again to some other woman, I expect.
Don't.
Oh, my God. Poor Kathy.
No one else knows.
Oh. That ain't the kind of thing you want broadcast.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And look, not a word to anyone, all right?
No, no.
Not even Fallon, promise.
Of course not. Oof, men like that. I know what I'd like to do to him.
Oh.
really have told you, and I didn't realise...
Yeah, that I were putting two and two together and coming up with five.
Well, you weren't to know.
Yeah, but I should have trusted you. Look, I'm sorry about before.
No. I can see how it might have looked.
I was only thinking about myself. It were all in my head.
Forget it. The important thing now is that Kathy feels supported.
Yeah. Look, I know I've been an idiot, but I want to help.
Then let me carry on seeing her. I'm the only one she trusts at the moment.
There you are, Freddy. Good boy. Oh, the teacher must have given the children one, but let me see.
Sure, Elizabeth, Phoebe.
Here you go.
Thanks.
It seems the head and Mrs. Metcalf are really pushing the new meals.
Uh-huh. Local produce.
The more children take it up, the more likely the scheme is to succeed, of course.
Well, it's really exciting.
But Hayley's pleased about this, too. Oh, she started with a cold this morning. I told her to stay in bed today. That's why I'm here.
Oh, dear. Well, I hope she can still come back to work next week. We've got school groups in from Monday. And Kathy's looking forward to the help now my lot are at school.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be all right by then.
We've had enough staff problems lately. Still, at least Kathy's back today.
Oh, good.
Though she still looks very drawn.
Hello, Sid.
Oh, I don't think Jamie's class is out yet.
Mad, isn't it?
I know. They're all so excited to see their friends again.
Well, I'd better be going. Susan's taken over in the shop for half an hour. Not that she minded.
Yeah, it's got to be warmer than the caravan, I suppose.
Well, it's more the company she misses.
Oh, dear.
Neil's spending every spare minute inside the new house. She never sees him.
Must be nearly completed by now, surely.
Well, the brickwork's done. And at least when he was doing that, he had to down tools when it was dark. But he's rigged up lights inside now, and he goes on past midnight working on the plumbing.
It'll all be worth it in the end.
Can we go home? I want to show Dad in the picture.
Oh, yeah, of course, love.
Give Hayley my love. I hope she's better soon.
Oh, yeah. Bye, then. Come on, Phoebe. Yeah,
bye, Betty. There he is. Jamie!
I'm glad to see you're picking him up, not Kathy.
Yes, we agreed I would.
I gave her a lift home on my way here.
That's early.
Well, it was her first day back. I didn't think she should overdo it.
8 o'clock, sweetheart. Bedtime. Up you go.
Oh.
Oh, you can go in and say goodnight to Susan first. Oh, you're back.
Oh, the ball was like a morgue, apart from Joe Grundy reliving his finest hour on the British stage. Don't think we'll ever hear the end of it.
Shut the door, then.
Hey, oh, sorry. You won't get a point off him now he's played Scrooge. What he ever did before.
Oh, the mud on these tracky bottoms. I'll have to soak them before they can go in the machine.
Yeah, well, that ain't me.
No, they're Roy's. He and Christopher had a knockabout at dinner time.
Well, they'll get in shape if they're going to be in a tournament.
That's a lot of extra washing. You men never think of that.
Oh, look at me. I don't go for these extreme sports.
What, far aside?
No, I'll stick to darts.
Oh, yeah. You've got the belly for it.
Oh, yeah, I've not.
Well, it's coming back.
There's not a spare inch to pinch round here.
No.
No, you feel.
Oh, must I?
Come on.
Well, my hands are wet.
It doesn't matter. You tell me if that in 200 pound of whipcord muscle.
All right, then. You've asked for it.
What?
This.
Oh! Hey, that hurts!
Well, it's hardly a washboard, is it? Mm. And you know what Alfie says?
Hey?
A tight six-pack's the deal-breaker where a woman's concerned.
Oh, I'm sorry I started this.
Oh, no. I love you just the way you are.
Oh. So it's Billy Joel now, is it? This me know him on a promise.
Susan's next door.
What?
Well, I invited her in.
Oh, no.
Well, Neil left her on her own all weekend, and Christopher's out tonight.
Well, as long as she ain't in my chair.
Mike.
Well, I saw the lights on in the house just now. Neil's still slogging away. Honestly, ain't much of a life, is it?
Shh, quiet, Mike. Oh, do you think she heard?
Hi, this is Kathy and Jamie. Please leave your message after the beep.
I'll leave you to it then, love.
Right out, Jolene, thanks. Yeah, Kathy, if you're there, it's me. Pick up, Cathy.
Hi, Sid.
Ah, hello, look.
I thought it was Pat again.
Oh.
Both she and Alan have left messages.
Ah. Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't come in when I dropped Jamie off. I had to go into Borchester.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, how did it go today?
Not too bad. Felt a bit strange. I was jumpy to start with.
Yeah.
The agency chef seems nice, though.
Ah, good. So, do you think you'll go in tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I'm determined he's not going to get the better of me.
That's it. Well done.
Wasn't easy, though.
I know. You did well.
I hate him.
Yeah, well, just you keep fighting back. Don't let him take your life away.
I've let so many people down.
Oh, no.
It was my idea to have him in the play.
It's not your fault, any of it.
I keep thinking I feel strong. And then I just start crying for no reason like now.
You're not going to get over this in a minute, love.
I want to go back to how I was.
Yes, I know. And in time you will.
Do you think so?
Yes, I do. You'll see.
I hope so. Oh, he's won.
Amy's teasing her dad.
Pass the salt, love.
Bad for you, that, Wiggy.
Yeah, porridge isn't porridge without it.
Ugh, here you go.
And stop calling me that.
Why? It suits you.
Yeah, I prefer Dad.
Well, you'll always be Wiggy to me, the hero of the village.
Well, I have to admit, I was rather splendid as Fezziwig, especially my dancing.
Better than Dodgy Owen, he was rubbish.
Yeah. Actually, Kathy hasn't rung me back. I hope she's all right.
Oh, leave the woman in peace. You've been round there once, enough is enough.
That's told me. Ah, smashing.
That looks so gross.
Nom nom. Hey, Decky's down tomorrow.
I know. I wish Gran could have come for Christmas.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Oh, I'm going to Alice's straight from school.
A mess on this table.
Chandler's being put down today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I could pick you up and take you off if you like. I'll be in town.
Oh, great.
Ooh. Ooh. Mm. That's too hot.
Wipe your chin, you've got porridge all over it.
Sorry, matron.
Yeah, vicar of Dribbling. I'm not looking after you in your old age, you know.
What's this?
Oh, sorry, the post came.
Thank you.
You know Christopher, right? It's been a real pain.
Yeah, it'd be the start of the Epiphany bell ringing marathon, though. This'll be a bill.
Yeah, don't we know it?
Where's the big thing, Stedman Triples? I shall be there to hear them start, of course.
It was all right when the play was on. We had a laugh, the three of us, when he wasn't trailing around after Beth with his tongue hanging out. Now it's all football.
Shut
and...
up.
What?
I've been left a motorbike.
I'll take Jeff a sandwich in a minute.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Yeah, that'd be nice. He's done us a big favour coming in for this shift.
Well, thanks for getting him to cover.
Well, you'll need me around.
Yes. Poor Chandler.
No Brian or Debbie?
I wonder how they're getting on in Oxford. She said they'd ring at lunchtime.
What, to gloat?
Oh, Adam, you went to the conference last year. You can't complain.
She and Brian deliberately exclude me sometimes.
Oh, come on. Stop thinking about yourself now. We've got to support Alice.
Yeah.
She's being very grown up about it all.
Usha! Hello.
Oh, hi.
I got a letter from you this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, seems we need to have a conversation about my bequest.
Ah, of course. Well, do you fancy a coffee? That's if you've got time.
Yeah. I've just been banking the money raised so far for the earthquake appeal. It's phenomenal.
That's from the church?
Yeah. Over £600 on Sunday alone.
Well, Sid was saying he's had to empty the box at the ball more than once.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's touched everyone. Well, come on, Lynette. Let's get into the warmth, shall we?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks.
Kenton's going to bring the coffee over to us.
Lovely.
So, what's all this about Terry Barrett?
Yes. Nice man. What was it he left you again?
A bike.
Ah, the bike, of course.
Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Was he a close friend of yours?
No. I visited him when he was ill. He was one of my parishioners.
Oh, they live in Darrington, don't they, the family?
Yeah, he was a lovely bloke. I saw the bike in his garage one time. And that was it then. We never ran out of conversation.
Can you ride one?
Ha! Can I ride one? I was the original boy racer. I bought one as soon as I could afford it. Had to give it up, though, when Amy came along. Leaves a gap in your life you can't quite fill.
Oh, it's filled now.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Dear old Terry. I'm a bit out of practice, though.
And do you think a vicar can get away with a motorbike?
What? Haven't you heard of G.P. Taylor? And Shadowmancer?
Vaguely.
He's a biking vicar. There's a lot of us out there.
I suppose it's a good way to let off steam when you've had to be nice to people all day.
Oh, it's practical, too. We ministering angels get around.
A lot of clobbers you keep taking on and off, though.
Oh, I know. Plays havoc with your hair.
Still, I suppose you lot are used to costume changes.
Leathers are very comfy, actually. The genuine cowhide ones. Man-made suits, not good.
Well, you're not going to wear those silly high-waisted trousers with braces, I hope.
Salopettes? No, most uncool. I have to retain some credibility with my teenager.
Oh, what about your more frail parishioners?
Well, they won't be fussed.
No, I meant they'll be terrified when you visit them. The mystery biker, visor down, face concealed.
Well, they'll think I'm the pizza man.
Would it be easier if we moved him into the yard?
I don't think so.
It's up to you, Alice.
Darling, do it here, please. It will stress him if we move him.
Sure. I'll stay and give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
What are you going to do?
Oh, darling.
No, it's all right, Mum.
I'll sedate him, and when he's calm, give him an injection to stop his heart.
That sounds very peaceful.
He'll be fine. He won't know what's happening.
Good.
Well,
Alice.
It's okay. I've said my goodbyes.
You couldn't get a better sports model. Maximum torque, sharp acceleration, fantastic handling. It's got the lot.
Has it?
They revolutionised biking in the early 90s. They were so light. The forks had 1 square inch of contact with the front wheel. 1 inch!
Imagine.
Terry's is the 95 model. They'd updated the rider's position by then and it had the new suspension. You've glazed over.
About 5 minutes ago.
And I never noticed. Oh, I'm sorry, it's all that sermonising. Amy's tried to train me.
Oh, it's all right, Alan.
No, I'm embarrassed now.
Well, don't be. We lawyers are so cynical, it's nice to hear some full-blooded enthusiasm for a change.
It's just all coming back to me, how much I love it.
Good.
I can't wait to get it on the road. I must sort my licence out.
My ex was keen on bikes.
Ashok?
No, further back.
Oh, sorry.
So many to choose from. Richard. He used to dress up, too.
Mm-hmm. Frocks or leathers?
Sealed knot.
What, roundhead or cavalier?
Oh, what a lot of questions. Roundhead, he was from the north.
Mm. You know, I'd say biking's a boy thing, but there are girl racers too.
So, what's the appeal then? No clichés?
Well, I can't tell you without clichés.
All right then, but no flights of fancy. 5 words or less.
Oh, heck. It is the most fantastic fun. No. It's the most fantastic font. There, 5.
And that's an excellent reason to do anything.
Well, I think so.
It never looks very safe to me.
Oh, it's all right, but you have to drive defensively. And do battle with crosswinds and turbulence and lorries especially. That's where experience comes in. It's controlling the bike in different conditions.
Will you need to take another test?
Oh, yeah. And I'll want to do a Rusty Riders course.
Rusty? You sound like a tin man.
Well, you are exposed to the elements on the bike.
So we'll all be safe, will we, with you let loose on the roads?
As houses. Amy's keen to ride Billion. She trusts me.
Oh, I trust you.
Thanks. Can't decide if that's a compliment. Don't speak to my wild one image.
I'm sorry to disillusion you. Clergy aren't wild.
Oh, not even a hint of danger. Mm. A teeny weeny bit?
Oh, I'd better go. I'm in court.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, give me £1.
Hey?
£1 coin.
Oh, hold on. Here.
That's it. Now.
This is where you say, I'll pay you back, and I say, oh, that's all right, Usha, it doesn't matter.
Yes, great.
What's that you're putting on?
Wait.
Oh, not Roy Orbison, because I shall cry.
No.
It's that top flight vibrato.
You'll miss the start.
Did you really want me out with
you? Oh, yes.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
I met him at the candy store. Yes, we see.
The leader of the pack.
Oh, fantastic, Usha.
Well, I'll have to leave you to it.
Hey, what about when she tells him they're through and Jimmy crashes the bike?
You'll have to cry alone. Pass my case.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Just you be careful out there.
Usha. Hmm?
There is only one way to find out what it's really like riding a bike, you know.
Is that a challenge or an invitation?
Both.
Take the test and we'll see.
Spearmint's going to miss him. Mm.
We all are. He was such a bright little pony when you first got him.
Yeah.
Ed and Eddie are in the yard.
Huh? Alice. Come on, Amy.
Oh, whoa, 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 but not so fast. They've got the JCB. They want to know where to dig the hole.
What?
On instructions from Alice.
Alice?
It's okay, Mum. It's all decided.
Where's he going to go?
The place he liked best. Let's go, Amy.
Alice, we need to know where he's going.
You were meant to be in the lambing shed.
Well, I'm not, and I thought I was going to...
All we're saying is please let us know first, darling.
Somewhere up by High Copse.
In the wood?
No, of course not. Just in the field.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that was very appropriate.
Neither would I.
Why not?
That's good wheatland, Alice.
Look, what about a nice little plot in the orchard, darling? We can put up a little plaque and everything.
Who wants to be in the orchard? We never went out in the orchard.
You can't go and put him in an arable field.
Just in the corner. You can fence a bit off.
I can't see Brian being over the moon about it.
I want him up there. It's where we always went for a gallop on the stubbles.
Yes, I know, but...
You know where I mean, don't you, Amy?
Where you get that view across the farm, right?
It's just the place, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You see, Mum, Amy agrees. She knows where Chana like going.
Look, why don't I have a word with Dad first? I'll leave a message on the mobile and he'll soon come back.
Good idea.
No!
Why not?
He'll say no, I know he will. Well, it's just bad luck, because there's no way Chana's going in some manky old orchard.
Oh, Alice, darling.
I'm going to tell Eddie.
I'm surprised at you, a farmer's daughter. Aren't you being just a bit sentimental?
Oh, shut up, Adam. He was my pony, not yours. Are you coming, Amy?
Yeah, of course.
If you two don't like it, well, tough.
Oh, please, darling.
See you.
Bye, Mrs. Aldridge.
She's a strong-minded young lady, our Alice.
I'm going to try Brian.
He's not going to like it. Oh, well?
He'll jolly well have to get himself home then, won't he?
Good news for Sid.
Blind casting was a revelation. The ghosts, past, present and future, all played by women, brought a feminist critique to Scrooge's misanthropic behaviour.
Blimey.
Such a shame Cathy had to drop out.
Yes.
Oh, hi, darling. Got you a drink.
Oh, cheers.
She's put so much work into it.
Who's that?
Cathy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, how is she?
Back at work now.
Oh, good, good. Well, that owing's turn up, Trunks.
Hardly, darling. Whatever do you mean?
Mate, mine's his landlord.
Oh?
Yeah, he got a letter from him yesterday with a month's notice and 4 weeks' rent.
Are you sure?
Positive. Going up north for good, he said.
Selfish pig, letting a play down like that.
Yeah. Yeah, at least he paid his rent.
Excuse me, would you? I've got to make a call.
Oh, by the way, I've given Ed Grundy and that half-wit Pallaby's the key to my side gate.
What for?
They're moving that mess the builders left round the back before Christmas. I'm sick of seeing it.
And what's that?
Yeah. Present from the solicitors. Form E.
Form E?
Financial disclosure. Happy New Year.
Oh. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And he left a month's rent, apparently.
Ever the gentleman.
Well, you can be sure now. He's definitely gone.
I'm so relieved I could cry.
He won't show his face around here again.
I'll tell Nigel and Elizabeth tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It'll draw a line under it for them.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
That's it, Ed. Shoot down again.
Right-o.
And cut it.
OK.
Oh, that's blown the straw to the back of the pen.
That's good you got this shredder.
Yeah, I know. Makes drawing down easier.
It's not too noisy for the animals, is it?
Oh, they seem quite happy. Covered in straw, though.
Oh, right. Look at them. Right in the firing line.
Hey, Ed. Chat.
Oh, what? Well, you know the goalie.
Afternoon.
Reporting for practice.
tired but happy. Where's that Carina Pigman?
Yeah, it's hard these winter mornings. Oh, I'm feeling nice today. I could do without this wretched drinks party tonight.
Drinks party?
Invitation only, I'm afraid. Matt and Lillian are entertaining at her place. Got to go on my own, unfortunately. Caroline wants to get the house ready. We've got an emergency foster placement coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Another girl?
No, a boy, actually. 15. Had a hard time of it. Social services found him living on his own. Mother's gone off with a new boyfriend and father's in prison.
Sounds a bit like Mally. Well, good luck with him.
Thanks. Anyway, look, I'll leave it to your football club.
Cheers for letting us practice here.
No.
I've gone to pots in Hungary.
Yep. One of the best exercises is skipping.
That's for girlies. No, boxers do it.
Yeah, and it's marvellous fun. Yeah, look, let's have that rope, Ed.
This one?
Yeah, pass it over.
Right.
Oh, it's a bit thick, but, well, it'll do. Now, let's see. Now, stand clear.
Right.
Here goes. Ah, yes. Ah. Yeah, it's like riding a bike. I like coffee. I like tea. I... Oh, my leg.
I'll show this village how to do a proper cocktail party. Expat style. Oh, can't wait to show off my shoes.
Oh, look at those heels and I see a broken leg. Now, what hurts me is how hot she was off the mark with this application for ancillary relief. It's insulting. Oh,
darling, do try and get in the party mood. Should be a good turnout. It's a shame Mandy B and Mercedes are still cruising.
The solicitor asked if I wanted to make any initial financial offer. Well, she can stuff that now.
Ah, the stuffed olives.
50-50 split. It's a joke. I earned it. She spent it. Story of our marriage.
Oh, these wretched jars play havoc with your nails. There.
Hey, yeah, careful. You'll get brine all over the form.
Oh, relax, Tiger. I've got a surprise planned for you after the party.
No Beth tonight?
Nah, a mate of hers from the States is passing through Stratford.
What, doing the tour?
Yeah.
Ah, excuse me.
Hiya.
What's up?
Paid set.
Yeah, just a minute.
Here.
Da-da! Tom Archer's organic meats. Oh, what?
It's the enemy strip.
You're kidding me. Look, they look like right horses in them. How did you...
We were on the kitchen table at Bridge Farm. And I nicked one.
Tom will know it's gone.
I'll take it back tomorrow. You'll never know.
Well, you stink.
Mm. So do you, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I could have done with a shower after all that skipping. My back's killing me.
Yeah, I fancy a long, hot soak. Well, there's never any hot water at our house.
Wait, have you still got the key to Crawford's place?
Yeah.
We could have a wee drinks party of our own. Makes a tax return look like a game of noughts and crosses.
Yes.
Look here. They want me to disclose all my assets, all my income, the whole lot.
Well, I'm glad my divorce was amicable.
Well, that's it. Never again. You push the boat out and everyone jumps ship.
I told you it was a daft time of year for a party.
Well, you were right. You were satisfied.
Well, I suppose people are still away, you know.
Peps, Tessers, stocks and shares, like they want blood.
I get lumbered with the two inadequates in the village who clearly don't have a social life. Sorry, Oliver, three counting you.
Well, who else?
The vicar and Neville Booth, God.
Oh, they were here. I haven't got beyond the kitchen yet.
Drone on and on about motorbikes and then left with the bell ringing. Oh, what a disaster. Should never have come back to Ambridge. Nobody wants me.
I'm having a lovely time.
Well, that's it. I'm going to get changed.
Those heaters are great. Oh, this is a lifer.
Keep your voice down. Come on, you can smell you from here. It's pigs and BO.
It'll soon wash off.
Security lights blind. Take your boxes off and on.
Aye. They'll be all wet if you don't.
Yeah, I suppose. What if Matt comes home?
I could have party until 8. Like, shut up and get in.
I mean, what man in his right mind discloses all his bank accounts?
Well,
now, where are we up to? Yeah, look, overseas assets.
Darling!
Oh, my word.
Huh?
Look at me, cooey!
Blimey, what are you dressed like that for? Fur cone swimming costume.
You're going to leave that silly form when you're going to come to Honeysuckle for a little underwater adventure.
Oh, Lord.
That was a surprise. I turned the tub on before the party, and I won't take no for an answer.
It's only 7. What if any more guests turn up?
Well, too bad, then go to hell.
Oh, Lillian.
Look, shall I...
I only planned this stupid party to take your mind off the divorce.
No, just... Leave me in peace, will you? I'm trying to concentrate here.
Look, I could drop you off on my way home.
Oh.
Well, it's time I was off anyway, honey.
Well, you're not leaving, are you, Oliver?
Yeah, really, I must.
Oh, all right, sure.
Well, it's been delightful. But Caroline will kill me. Oh!
You're all right.
Yeah, it's my knee. I twisted it skipping.
Oh, what about Tom's organic trotters?
Yeah, or porkers.
Yeah.
Hey, I've never been this clean before. My skin feels all wrinkly.
You know, we're going to have to sort ourselves out with a strip.
I can get hold of some Celtic shots.
Oh, green's unlucky. Claret and blue.
Bella, no way.
Now, you're going to have to stay in goal so you're fit.
I'm precision striking me.
God, do me a favour. You can hardly get your foot in your jeans most days.
Just because you're a goal hanger.
I'm not.
You're so. You all get... There's no positions in a five-a-side, remember?
Shh. Can you hear something?
No.
It's the side gate. Matt and Lillian, what are we going to do? Get down. Oh, under the water.
I swear, don't
just do it. Deep breath. Oh.
If you really think it'll help my leg.
Of course, darling. It's marvellous for aches and pains. I'll pop the patio heaters on and fetch you a towel.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this isn't such a good idea, you know?
Oh, what have we here?
Oh, dear.
Clothes. Well. Who's been soaking in my tub? What are you doing down there? Diving for pearls?
Ed! Oliver! What are you doing here?
I might ask you the same thing.
Well, looks like this is where the real party's going on.
No, I didn't mean any harm.
Would you like me to join you?
No, please. It was only a bit of fun. Wait, is Mr. Crawford no way you?
No, he...
Didn't fancy it. Did he, Oliver?
Oh, dear.
We won't tell him.
Well, you are trespassing.
Please.
Look, Lillian, this was a very bad idea all round. I really think it might be in all our interest to, keep it quiet.
What you mean is you don't want it getting back to Caroline.
Well, I don't think Matt would be too happy about it either, do you? Inviting me here, unchaperoned.
No.
Well, I won't say nothing. Me neither.
Put it down to hijinks by the boys and a moment of madness by me.
All right, I'll keep stum.
Ah,
yeah.
Now, I'm going to shut my eyes very tight and you can all just vanish into the night.
Great. Come on, Ed.
We'll pretend that it never happened.
Thank you, Lillian.
Quickly, mind, or I'll count to 10.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you a lift.
Now, you take your clothes with you.
Coming up in the mud. We're all wet.
You've got to have a little punishment.
Just do as she says.
Pass me that shoe, just. You're meant to keep your eyes shut now.
Well, I might just take a little peek.
Oh, hurry up. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Aye.
Well, come on, let's go.
I'm opening them.
Come on, just. Quick, I'm away.
Oh, well. What? Oh. A good girl you are.
Careful.
Oh, lovely. Three men in a tub. Oh, nearly.
Oliver and Caroline prepare for a visitor.
If you could remind Ian this morning about the vegetarian party tomorrow night. They're worried they're going to get offered meat. I don't know. Must be for the puddings. Okay, Linda, thanks. Bye.
Ooh, that was a long one.
Oh, she's on a high. They had a very successful visit to Coriander's over the New Year.
Good.
They got back last night. She hasn't always seen eye to eye with Robert's girls.
No.
It's taken the sting out of her starting work today. And she's cock-a-hoop about the review in the Echo.
Oh, she's seen it?
Oh, of course. She ordered several copies to be delivered to Ambridge Hall, in case the shop ran out before she got back.
Well, it was a jolly good one. Copious praise for her, what was it? Innovative direction.
That's because it wasn't written by Larry Lovell.
Alan came out of it well, too.
Oh, there's nothing reviewers like more than the understudy stepping in to save the show.
He wasn't an understudy.
Oh, as good as. How's the knee this morning?
Oh, fine, fine. Just a twinge, really.
Good. You haven't said much about Lillian's party. Was it a glamorous affair?
Quiet. I'll clear this out of the way, shall I?
Oh, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
I need to get to the supermarket.
What time's Sheila bring this lad over? Brown, is it?
Bruno. Bruno Smith.
Oh, that's it. It's just I've got to get to the kennel sometime today.
She's aiming to be with us by 12.
Right.
But she can't guarantee she won't be running late. She said she'd ring when they set off.
Good.
Oh, I hope he likes his room. I've done my best to make it less girly.
I'm sure it's fine.
That was so sweet of Kimberly to send us a card.
Yeah, I know. She's a charming girl.
Do you remember how nervous we were before Caitlin arrived?
Yes. Well, she was our first.
I think we're really getting the hang of this fostering now, don't you?
Well, no two children are the same, but, yeah. Anyway, it'll be a nice change to have a boy.
They know how good you were with Ed.
I suppose.
Don't be modest. It's what swung it for us. It'll do us good to have something to take our minds off the hunt for a bit.
Caroline?
No, Oliver. I just meant all the extra work and worry.
Tickets to the Paris show, eh?
I know. Isn't it a fantastic present? So thoughtful of Brian.
Well, that's something to look forward to. And just think of the shopping you can do in 4 days.
I'll go to the show with Brian on one of them. There'll be a display on irrigation and water management, he said.
Really?
Well, that's something he's involved in with the Hungarian project, of course. Oh, look at this that Nolly painted for me.
Oh, sweet.
I must get her present in the post tomorrow.
All these cards. You've done well. Yeah, something to celebrate, turning 60.
Oh, you may say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh, it is. A new decade. You won't regret not having a big bash tonight.
No, I prefer not to broadcast it. Quiet and with Brian will be fine.
Hey, you're officially a pensioner now.
Pensioners are different these days. We wear thongs.
Slapper.
Madam. The phone's been going non-stop. Pat's hoping Helen will come out of the clinic for her birthday next week.
Who's Pat's?
Hmm.
Yeah, trouble is all these celebrations revolve around food.
Yeah, I know. But she managed Christmas and the New Year. And as Pat says, at least the glass is half full now, not half empty.
Yeah.
She's worried about Cathy too. She's not picking up the phone.
And why doesn't she go round and see her? They're best mates, aren't they?
Oh, yes, she's going to brave it. And guess who else rang at 8 o'clock?
Kate?
No, Lillian.
I don't believe
it. Yes, full of the joys.
Why?
She had a romantic night with Matt, apparently, and, well, he'd been so mean to her at her party.
As only Matt can be.
Anyway, she went off to Honeysuckle in a huff, and he followed her to the hot tub to make it up.
Oh, no, please, spare me the details.
You and Ian haven't been in it yet, have you?
Chance would be a fine thing. She keeps inviting us.
Well, you should take her up on it. It's fantastic.
Well, it'll have to wait till after lambing. I feel a bit guilty about not showing up for the party last night. How was it?
Intimate, she said. But you could have gone. Debbie took over as soon as she got back.
Yeah.
And it was very generous of her to give you the night off.
Well, she'd been off gallivanting. In the end, I was too knackered to do anything except slump in front of the telly and go to bed.
Oh, you really shouldn't grumble, Adam. We've got the NFU lunch at the Feathers today. And you can do some networking of your own.
Jenny? Oh, Adam.
Hi, Brian.
So that's it, is it?
That's what?
That mound of earth just below High Copse. That sad little posy of flats.
Oh, Brian, I told you. We tried to talk her out of it.
It's true. A lot of notice she took of it.
I mean, what could I do? You know how much he meant to her, that pony.
Yeah, I do.
We tried to tell her, didn't we, Mum? The orchard was the best place.
Yes, but unfortunately her mind was made up.
A strong-minded girl we got there, Di.
Well, you can say that again. She was absolutely determined, wasn't she, Adam?
Immovable.
Well, quite right, too. So would I have been.
Sorry?
What?
Well, that spot was special to her. Those lovely gallops they had, of course she wanted him buried there.
darling.
But we're going to have to tidy it up a bit. A mound of earth of the posy doesn't quite do it.
Well, no, it is only temporary.
What we want is a nice bit of post and rail fencing.
Well, you hate post and rail. You always say it's so sorry.
Well, this is different. Anyway, Alice will love it.
Well, that's true.
I'll get Jeff onto it. Maybe plant a couple of trees in there.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They might even sow it down with one of those conservation mixtures. Nice bit of flower-rich meadow.
I hate to remind you, but that's one of our best bits of wheatland.
Do you know, I worry about you sometimes, Adam.
What do you mean?
Your little sister's lost her beloved pony. You're worried about losing 20 or 30 square yards of arable land.
I know.
I'm all for being commercially minded, up to a point. There comes a time when we have to acknowledge that some things are more important. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah. Just hold the use of silage.
Hey, you look nice.
Well, I do.
Oh, yeah. Forgot you had legs.
I never get the chance to wear this skirt.
Oh, it's lovely. You looking forward to it?
You bet. It'd be great to talk to people without a 2-year-old clutching at me leg.
Ben, do you hear that? Come on, big fella. You and me will have a nice time together.
Yes.
Well, yeah. My mummy's out stuffing her face at me in her few lunch.
Well, it makes a change. I never get to go. I put out some beans for his lunch.
Ooh, yummy. Well, I hope yours is better than beans, price of the ticket.
Spaghetti hoops at least.
Hey, tell you what, Josh, he likes the new school dinners, he told me this morning.
Did he?
Yeah, said he was looking forward to his lunch.
Good.
Twins, too. I told Nigel the improvement was all down to you.
David? Hmm? Was Cathy's project, really? Was he in the bull last night?
Yeah. Yeah, all the ringers were. Except Neil. He went straight back to work on the house, can you believe it?
What? After the Steadman?
Yeah, he's obsessed. He's at a crucial bit with the plumbing. Ah, oh, here's Adam.
Sounds fantastic. I hope you told them.
Yeah, of course. Oh, Nigel said Cathy started back at work on Tuesday.
Oh, good. She must be feeling better.
Yeah. Hi, Adam.
Hi. Hey, you look terrific, Ruth.
Oh, I should dress up more often.
How did your TB tests go?
Oh, all clear.
This time, thank goodness.
We've put a TV in his bedroom. Oh, he's probably gone up to watch it.
Already?
Oh, it doesn't matter. If it makes him feel at home.
Ah, right.
Another biscuit, Sheila.
Oh, no thanks. They were posh.
One.
He was well impressed when we came up the drive. Mm. He couldn't believe he was actually going to be living here. Asked if you were a famous footballer.
Well, he keeps saying how lush everything is. Had a whole different meaning in my day.
He's acting cocky, but that'll calm down. He's probably feeling insecure, you know, playing Mr. Big.
Yes, of course.
It's a lot for him to take in. He's never been in foster care before.
Oh?
He was going round to the neighbour's house asking for food after his mum left him in the flat on his own.
Oh.
Dreadful.
Lucky he did. Or they might not have realised what was going on.
So it was the neighbours who alerted social services?
Yeah.
Have you any idea how long the placement will be?
Short to medium term.
So, a few weeks?
If his mum comes back.
Poor chap.
We've been trying to build up a picture of his life since we picked him up yesterday morning. It seems things were okay before his dad went into prison. But he doesn't like the new boyfriend.
Oh, a difficult situation.
Oh, yes, but for his mother to choose him over her own son.
Well, we see it all the time, believe me.
Do you know anything else about him?
Well, not really. He knows he lived near some farms when he was much younger. He can remember cows blocking a lane or something.
Is that why you chose that?
Yeah. I know it's a small thing, but he said he liked it.
Do you think he'd like to come see the cattle?
Ask him.
Right.
Oh, yes, Oliver.
Then maybe you and I can go through the paperwork, Caroline.
This bypass makes me want to pack my bags and head straight back to Africa. Come on!
It's the sales. He's trying to persuade us to drive her into school every day. Imagine.
Huh. What's wrong with the bus?
Exactly. There's no need. You can't move around that school for the 4x4s as it is.
Oh, don't you dare try and cut in, matey.
Don't worry. This will only be up to the roundabout. How did Debbie enjoy Oxford?
Ah, she had a whale of a time.
What was the debate?
Is British farming good for the environment?
Can of worms.
Oh, and Brian said there was a session on beef.
Suppose you were too busy lambing to go.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
Like that, was it?
Well, Brian and Debbie, they gang up together sometimes.
They're very close.
I still feel like the outsider.
Well, that's a shame.
Took me a while to make me Mark and Brookfield at the beginning.
Yeah?
Bill and David were such a team. I felt excluded.
Half the time, I think they do it on purpose.
And you're close to your mum.
Oh, of course, but with respect, she's not where the power is. I get the sense that a deal was done in Oxford.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know, but Debbie's been very cheerful since they got back.
Now, you know what happens if Bruno has an accident or falls ill?
Yes.
He can't have medical treatment or go to the hospital without the permission of one of his parents.
Well, it can't be his mother, can it?
No. We've contacted the prison, though, and we should have his dad's signature come through in a few days. So just pray he doesn't get kicked by one of Oliver's cows before then.
Steers.
Whatever. They all go moo.
Social services would be the signatory in that event, right?
Yeah. But we'll soon get the OK from Mr. Foster, I'm sure.
Smith?
No, the father's name's Foster. Desmond Foster.
Oh.
But apparently, people call him Snatch.
What?
I know. It's like something out of the Bill.
So Bruno's Snatch Foster's son? Oh, my Lord.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts.